96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When most people think about airports, they think about getting away, flying in and flying out. But there's another way to look at the transportation hubs from the perspective of small business owners. So how can you do business with an airport? Well, that's the question officials at BWI Marshall Airport will answer during a business and job fair coming up next month. And joining me to talk about that and more are Linda Dangerfield. She's director of the Office of Procurement with the Maryland Aviation Administration, Cedric Johnson, president of Airport Design Consultants, and he does business with the airport, and Bill Villanueva, assistant director of the Office of Fair Practices with the Maryland Aviation Administration. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're interested in doing business with the airport, or indeed looking for employment with the airport, give us a call. We're talking about it. You can also follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or DailyDrumWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome. So, Linda, talk to me about what's happening next month, first and foremost, employment fair as well as this networking event.
Yes, on May the 2nd, from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., we're having a Synergy event. It's a business networking and employment fair. This is where we're actually having all types of businesses to come out. They're going to be exhibiting. You can come talk to them, see how they do business with the airport. Maybe you can partner up with them to try to get contracts. On the end of the day, we'll have an employment fair. So if you're looking for a job, you can come and talk to people. You need help with your resume. You have people there that will critique your resume and tell you how to make it better. You actually can do some mock interviews. So if you want to learn and get your interview skills up, you can sit down, have an interview with them. They'll tell you what you're doing great, what you're not doing so great. So Synergy is a great event for large business owners, but small business owners are the ones that we're looking for.
And you're not hiring pilots, though, right? Right.
No.
Just you want to know if somebody wants to fly. There's a way to do that, but this is not what we're talking about.
No, this is not what we're talking about. BWI is a small city, so we have from pet hotels that we're building now. We have a gym in the actual airport. So these are the type of businesses that we have in the airport. We have all types of concessionaires, like if you want to eat us fast food, if you want to sit down and have a meal. So these are the type of things we have at the airport. Whatever you need to operate a small city, we have at BWI Airport.
And that's May 2nd. That's a Tuesday.
May 2nd. It's a Tuesday. It's at the BWI Marriott Hotel. It's a Tuesday from 7:30 to 4 p.m.
Okay. But you need people to register,
We
right?
need people to register, and you can register at synergybwi.com.
Synergybwi.com. SynergyBWI.com. As always, we'll make sure that information is posted on the Daily Drum website on WHUR.com. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about working for or doing business with BWI Marshall Airport in Washington. Talk to me a little bit, Cedric, about what your company does and how long you've been working with the airport.
So we've been working with the airport since 2006, since we started, and it's been a great experience. We are civil engineers who specialize in airport design, hence the name Airport Design Consultants Incorporated, or ADCI to be short. We support the airport in many different ways outside of design, with program management, which is staff assistance, or just pure design elements that are associated with keeping the city in force, whether it be on the air side, on the other side of the airport, or the terminal or land side piece.
So you said you've been working with the airport since 2006. How did that relationship start?
So interestingly, I've been working at the airport since 1994 with a former company. And so I developed some experience working at the airport through that and the relationships that were built through events like Synergy, also created the opportunity for me and my partners to start our own business in 2006.
Okay, good to hear. 202-319-7810. Real quick, I want to ask Bill, because you're really at the very center of how this process is done, particularly for minority businesses that want to get in on establishing business relationships with BWI. How does that work?
Okay, so first of all, if you're a business, you should be certified as a state-certified minority business enterprise. There is a process. The Minority Business Enterprise Program is managed by the department, the Maryland Department of Transportation, and so they, being the managers of that program, you have to apply through them, mm-hmm. and so and it's a very easy process today. Back in the day, you had to get this big package and fill it out paper, and it was just paper intensive. Today, you can go online, you can fill out the application, and then submit it electronically. And
I can vouch for that, Bill. It's much easier.
Yeah, it's much easier.
How long does something like that take? I mean, let's say, you know, if I'm going to supply trash cans, you know, plastic trash cans to the offices,
sure, sure.
Know, and I've got, you know, Harold's trash can business.
Sure.
How do I do that?
Okay, so, well, how do you do it, or
how do I apply?
How do you apply?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would go online, you would go to the website for the Department of Transportation, and that would be www.m.maryland.gov. And then you would select the list of your business structure, mm-hmm. whether it's an LLC, whether it's a C corp, subchapter S, and then you would just follow the prompt right down to filling out the application.
How long does it take to finish that process? I mean, aside from filling out stuff online, I mean, is there anything?
How long does it take?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're looking around 90 days.
Okay.
Okay, barring that there isn't any, you know, something that you left out, something that you missed on the application, because then, you know, that'll slow it down.
Yeah, certainly. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about doing business with the airport, specifically Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport here in Maryland. Let's go to Rayford, calling from Arlington. Rayford, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Rayford.
I am the owner of RLB Property Services, LLC. I'm MBE, DBE, and SBE certified in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And I am interested in finding out how my janitorial floor cleaning business can be a part of BWI. I'm very interested in finding out how I can take my small business with a staff of four, five, including myself, to the next level by being a part of that.
Okay.
I would love to subcontract with anybody that could give me some assistance to take it to the next level.
Rayford, let me see what my panel has to say. He's got a janitorial cleaning service. What is the process? How does he make that the contact to find out whether or not there is an available spot for a cleaning service such as his?
Okay, so the first process would be to make sure he's registered to do business with the state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he would actually contact my office. We put all our procurements on eMaryland Marketplace, and that's eMaryland.
Buyspeed.com.
Right. Whoa, let's say that again. It's
eMaryland. eMaryland.buyspeed.com.
Buyspeed.com.
BUY speed.com.
Okay, go right ahead.
Every procurement that the state of Maryland do, we are required to advertise on that website. So you can find all of our opportunities there. But we also advertise our procurements on our website, which is BWIAirport.com.
Okay.
So all of our upcoming procurements requirements are there. So those projects are handled through my Office of Procurement. You will contact us. We will walk you through the process of how to submit a proposal, submit a bid, whatever it is that you need to do. We'll make sure that your qualifications are intact with what we're actually requiring you to submit.
Okay. So could I come to the conference and possibly partner with somebody?
You can certainly come to the conference. We welcome you there. We'll have a lot of our people there, statewide, and businesses that's already there. And it's a free event, but you have to register to come. So you go to www.synergybwi.com and register to come. And you'll have so many people that you can talk to face-to-face. It's not just BWI that's going to be there. So we have other business units as well that may need some cleaning services. And you'll be able to talk to those other state agencies as well. So this is a great opportunity for you to come out and showcase what it is that you do.
Okay. I'll bring my business card.
All right, Rayford, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking tonight about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport in Maryland. How is that done? What kind of opportunities are available, as well as the job fair that is coming up during the course of next month? So, Linda, talk to me about how this – what is the purpose of bringing all of these groups together? Obviously, the airport's been doing this for a while, but what's the track record for, 9 years now for this?
Yes, yeah, so we had a break, and now Mr. Smith is back running the airport, so we're picking up Synergy
Ricky Smith,
again.
The president and CEO.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So now he's back, and we're doing Synergy again. The purpose of this is to get more small businesses registered to do business with the airport. A lot of small businesses are afraid to bid on our projects because they don't know the process. Mm-hmm. So having this type of event brings them in, let them talk to some of the other small businesses that are currently there and some of the larger ones that's there so they can get a comfort zone of what it is that we do and how we do business. We have a coming up soon 15% overall total of procurements that we have to designate as for small business companies. That means that we will reserve 15% of our total dollar procurements to small businesses. So we need them to know how we operate, how to get in, how to do the job. So this type of event is where they want to be because we're going to take you step by step.
And if I may add, the Small Business Reserve Program is a non-racial, non-gender program that will help, will assist you prime. So that as an MBE, you're certified as an MBE. That's a subcontracting mm-hmm. opportunity, and that's a good opportunity. But, as business owners, we all want to one day control the money and be the prime. Mm-hmm. And so this program is a self-certifying program that you can basically go on eMaryland Marketplace when you register and follow it through to the SBR program.
SBR?
Small Business Reserve Program. Sorry about that. So at the end of the day, you have the Small Business Reserve Program that is a self-certifying program. It takes no more than 5 minutes to register, and you're basically taking your company and making the chances greater for you to be able to land a contract, because now at any given time in the eMaryland Marketplace, you have about 35,000 companies.
Mm-hmm.
So what the SBR program does is it breaks it down to the different disciplines of what you do: services, construction, manufacturing, and retail, down to those different disciplines. And then so now you're basically bidding against a smaller pool of companies.
So you're not competing against the big fish if you're a
there you go.
Little
you're not,
fish.
You're not out there with the 35,000.
The pond has been reduced.
Yes.
Hold that point, because I want to drill down a little bit more on that, too. Also, I want to ask, do you get free parking if you – never mind.
That's, no,
they're not hiring pilots. No free parking. What kind of deal is this? I want to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ron in D.C., Jimmy in Baltimore. We're talking about doing business with BWI Marshall Airport, whether you're talking about consulting, contracting, even if you just want a job. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 319-7810. Please stay with us. Stay on the phone. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation.